This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the argument, it's time to move from the immediate economic response to the COVID emergency and switch to promoting a recovery that sticks. Gary Cohn was the director of President Trump's National Economic Council through 2018. And when I got him on the line yesterday, he was sounding a bit fed up with partisanship surrounding what the federal government should do next to deal with the economic effects of the crisis. States need to get more federal money, he told me. And as we'll hear, there's much more to do ASAP. Mr. Cohn, thank you for joining us.
David, thanks so much for having me.
Why did you feel the need to weigh in on this right now?
So, David, as I sit here and watch Washington try and grapple with the big issue at hand, which is the COVID virus, you know, I think they're basically stuck between trying to legislate for an initial response, which they did, and they did, I think, quite effectively, and a recovery. And so I sort of tried to put some ideas down on paper of what you would do to respond and what you would do in a recovery and how those pieces of legislation would differ from each other.
And you're also not in the mood for the partisan stuff at this moment either.
Look, you know, this is not a partisan issue. We're dealing with the livelihood and the economic future of our country. This should have nothing to do with politics. We should be there, and we should, as a country and as a government, we should want to do only what's in the best interest of the citizens and our economy and getting us back in the best place we can. You know, our citizens did a great job in removing themselves from the economy and flattening the curve. Now we owe it back to our citizens to help them return their lives to as much normalcy as we can.
All right. So a couple of your bullet points right away is help the states and help the healthcare system. Okay. But you think it's already time to maybe nudge some people back off unemployment benefits?
Absolutely. We have jobs that need to be filled. And the key to an economic recovery is getting people back to work. Now, look, I understand there's some real issues here. And it's not as simple as telling everyone to go back to work. You know, we have children that are out of school. We don't have daycare. We don't have the normal support infrastructure that people would rely upon. But if we're going to right-size our economy and we're going to get ourselves moving forward, the most important thing we can do is getting people back in the normalcy of getting up and going to work and performing their services and getting paid for their service. That generates more jobs. And one job generates a second job. A quick example of this is you get up and you work in your house versus you get up and you go to an office. When you get up and work in your house, you don't engage with any other businesses. You get up and go to work, you get in your car, you stop at a gas station, you park in a parking lot, there's a parking lot attendant, you go to the coffee shop and get your coffee, you walk in the building and there's a security guard and there's people maintaining the building. Think of how many more people's lives and jobs are created by getting back to a normal economic model.
One of the ideas is asking an employer who has invited an employee to come back who has refused, reporting that to the government so the benefits get cut off?
Well, look, it's not as simple as that, I said, because like, we do have extenuating circumstances. You know, you may have kids at home. You may have someone sick at home. But if someone's ready, willing, and able to come back to work and they get offered a job back, but they say, look, my unemployment benefits today are paying me more money than the job I left pre-crisis, so therefore I want to stay on unemployment, that's not the way our unemployment system was created. The definition of unemployment in this country is you have to actively be seeking a job, and if you're offered a job, you have to take it. Now, we waived those in the heart of the crisis because we were not in a normal economic environment and we didn't want people out looking for jobs. We wanted them to stay home. And what I'm asking now is we have to return to the normal definition of unemployment.
Now, you work for President Trump. He likes a payroll tax holiday. You don't so much?
Look, I'm not supportive of a payroll tax holiday. A payroll tax holiday is a holiday for those people already getting a paycheck. So I'm not opposed to using the tax system, but I want to use the tax system to create jobs, not to give those people that have a job a windfall. So a sales tax reduction or getting rid of a sales tax in a state would clearly be helpful, because if someone has a finite amount of purchasing powers or disposable income, they can buy more items, which then creates more jobs as you put more and more goods on the shelves.
But also you mentioned a tariff holiday. That's interesting. Just get rid of tariffs for a bit?
So yes, I would get rid of tariffs. Remember, tariffs are a consumption tax. So when you import something to the United States with a tariff attached, we add that to the price of the imported good. So the consumer, when they show up and buy that imported good, they pay the price of the good plus the tariff. If we get rid of those tariffs, consumers have a lot more purchasing power. They would be able to buy more goods and services, and that would in turn put more people back to work. And ultimately, that's how we're going to drive real economic growth.
I mean, I get that we pay the tariff. We Americans pay, you know, the import tariffs that we have. This would be an economic boost to overseas producers and overseas workers, right, if their stuff became more competitive over here.
Well, look, I'm asking for this on a short-term basis. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to turn around and produce those goods tomorrow. Even if we wanted to change our supply chain model in the United States, which is something we're going to need to do, it's going to take years to build those products in the United States. So products that are being imported, the vast majority of them, we do not produce them here in the United States. And so therefore, we're just giving people a price break on the products they're going to buy anyways that are being imported no matter what.
And a piece of this that really has them at loggerheads in Washington right now is the idea of indemnifying employers so they can't get sued if they bring workers back and then people get sick. I mean, that's why tort law is there, right? To hold employers' feet to the fire so they pay very close attention to the safety of their workers and their customers.
So what I'm proposing here is a safe harbor. I'm proposing that if employers maintain some standards, and we can define what those standards are to how rigorous we need them to be or want them to be. And it could be, you know, questionnaires for customers, questionnaires for employees, taking temperatures at the door, limiting the amount of people in a retail space. We could go through it and create a whole matrix. But if you're within the matrix that we predetermined is a rational place to be, and someone happens to get sick in your place, not that you can prove that they actually got sick in your place, that you would not be liable. Because to the extent that people are going to have liability, businesses are going to open much, much slower. And even to the extent they open, they're going to open in a much smaller capacity. So again, we're not going to have the ability to bring back as many employees as we'd like to bring back if there were a safe harbor. And I'm not asking for anything radical. We still have to be very careful. We don't want to have a second wave of the disease, but we have to come up with something that's rational. You know, the floor of the New York Stock Exchange opened this week, and they went through a very rational procedure of people filling out questionnaires and taking temperatures and wearing masks. That, to me, is something that other businesses could do.
What's your time frame? When do you want to see this out of Washington, you know, as the summer wears on?
Look, the sooner we do this, the better. The sooner we get a safe harbor on opening businesses, the sooner we can try and stimulate more retail activity and more safety in opening businesses and get more people back to work, the better the economy is going to be for everyone. Everyone wins under these scenarios. So look, in my perfect scenario, we would have done this already. We're already late. And having done this, and every day we don't do this, we're wasting time.
Gary Cohn was director of the National Economic Council and chief economic advisor to President Trump from 2017 to 2018. Before that, he was president and COO of Goldman Sachs. Mr. Cohn, thank you.
Thank you.